Good morning and welcome to episode 95 of Martin Uncut. Today is May 19th, 2021. Today's episode is building a website with Yugo. So 2 weeks ago, I talked about how I manage my websites and I mainly use WordPress, but I also shortly mentioned a framework or a tool called Yugo. And you can hear more about that in episode 86, that is the May the 5th, how to manage a website. And currently I'm working on a very exciting project where I need a web page. So I opted to use Yugo for this project. And I will most likely talk more about this project tomorrow because I think that tomorrow is going to be release day of that project. So stay tuned. But to start off with, what is Yugo? So Yugo is a small application. It's actually super small. And the funny thing here is it's written in a programming language called Go. So Yugo, it's fun. And what you do is that essentially you have a folder structure where you can put a configuration file, and then you can also link in what's called a theme. And then you put images and text files, essentially content, into this folder structure. And you can run Yugo to generate static HTML files. And a static HTML file is essentially just a normal file that's on the disk. So it's nothing that is being generated over and over and over again. So you take these static files and you put them on your web server later on. So that means that the web server doesn't have to generate the pages. If you're using a CMS system like WordPress or any other CMS system, essentially, those are generating the pages. And in worst case, they're going to generate the page from a database and templates and things on every time a user is hitting your page. Most often nowadays, there is some kind of cache, like a middle layer that is storing semi-static pages on disk so it can deliver things quicker. But still, it's need to do this computational thing from time to time. And that is going to put lag. It would slow down the experience for the user. Inevitably, any sites that is dynamic will be slower than a static site. So Yugo can do that for you. And while you're working on your website, you're going to do that locally on your laptop or your computer. You can run Yugo in, it's called server mode. So that means that you start it off and then you run it and it will look into this file. And then you can go to a local URL to watch the result. And as you edit your files, and every time you save, you will see that your browser is reloading and you will see the new content. So that is a way to be able to get a preview and see how that looks, what you have done. And then usually what you do is that you can check in this whole website, the folder structure and all the files into a source controlling system or a version control system. And quite often today, Git is used for this because there's a lot of online services where you can host this. So a lot of people, you can collaborate on the files using this. You can also, it's called branch off. That means that you can have one branch, one line of code where you have your production and then you can have multiple people creating their own branches and they work on those branches and then they can merge that content back into the production one. So you can actually have multiple versions of this running at the same time. And that is super powerful. And you can also always go back in time since you have all the previous versions as well. So that is super powerful. But Yugo also have is a lot of themes. So there is a theme catalog that you can take a look at. And it's super easy to actually get hold of them because all themes I've seen, they are also in Git. So you can just add those modules as submodules to your own Git repository, your website. That means that you actually don't store the theme inside your Git repository. You just download it when you need to build the website. And if the author of the theme is updating the theme, it's very easy to also update your site. But since this is in source control, you can always clone those themes and you can start off building your own theme based on something else. And you can have that in a repository too. And this is quite easy to actually adjust and change themes or create your own themes. It's just standard text files which with HTML and CSS. And the only difference here is that these files have some tags in them. So example, you can create loops and those kind of things to place content inside your template. It sounds maybe a bit complicated, but if you have been working with these technologies in the past, it is very straightforward and quite easy to do. And as an end user, you would likely not create or change templates. That would be someone that knows a little bit about web development that will be doing that. As a user, you would be creating the content, the text files with the, let's say, a blog post or a podcast show notes or whatever it can be into text files. And you can choose a little bit the format here, but I have opted to use Markdown because I use Markdown everywhere else. So I can actually create my website just by writing Markdown, and you can also link the images and everything in. And I think that is really, really powerful. And as I said, I can just preview this over and over on my website when I am doing this build out of the website. And when I'm done, I just need to tell Hugo to create these static files that I need to upload to the server. You can, of course, if you are technically inclined and like to do these kind of things, automate that deployment. So essentially, when you check something in to the master branch in your Git repository, you will have a tool checking that out, building the website for you and putting that to the right place on the web server. So essentially automatic deployment. You don't have to do that. You can simply just upload the files with FTP if you want to do that. It's totally up to you and what you want to do. And one thing that I've noticed is that Hugo is not, there is a little bit of issues with it, especially when you run it in server mode. Sometimes it's like it's the cache, it actually generates the files and keep them in memory. And there seems to be a little bit buggy there because not always when you're changing, like let's say that you're adding a category to your blog post, then the category page will not exist until you close Hugo and start Hugo again. So there are some of these kind of small issues, but just closing Hugo server down and start it up again will fix it. And it may sound like something that is complicated, but it's really not. If you are running on a Mac, for example, you would just press Control C in the terminal and then you press arrow up and enter and it's restarted. So it's super easy to do, but it's something I noticed and wasted some time before I figured out that a restart was necessary to fix this thing. But let's look a little bit about on the pros and cons. So the first pro here is it's going to be super fast. You cannot get a quicker or faster website than to use static content. You can, of course, discuss content delivery networks and those kind of things, but you still need to generate the content somehow and have caches. And to have static pages is going to be faster. There is no discussion around that. It's going to be super fast for the user. Hugo is also really fast when it generates your site. So when I generate my project site, it's not super big. I think there's like 25, 30 pages, something like that. But we are talking about like 50 milliseconds or something like that to generate my whole site. So Hugo is extremely effective, and extremely fast. Another thing that is a really good pro here is that if you have a site built like this, it's going to be more secure. And the reason it's going to be more secure is that this is just text files that is on your server, and they are going to be delivered when people go to it. So there is no logic, there is no code, there is nothing like that that can be vulnerable to attacks. So if you have, let's say, a WordPress site, it's built in PHP, and that is code, and there may be security problems with that code. And you can have plugins in your WordPress, and you can have themes in your WordPress, and all of these has code in them. And from time to time, or actually every day, there is issues found in, maybe not in WordPress, the main software, but in plugins or in themes, every day there is issues found. And if you have a statically generated site, there is no problems like these. Of course, you still may have problems with web servers and your operating system and stuff like that, but you would have that as well if you were running a dynamic site. So it's going to be more secure inherently by having a static site. I would also push a little bit for it's going to be more privacy friendly, because if you're using WordPress and a lot of other CMS systems, they are very prone to push a lot of cookies and things on your users. If you have a statically generated site, you don't need to do that, because you don't need a session. You don't need to keep track of the user. Everything is statically generated. So that means that you do not have to press cookies to the users. You can do that if you want to, of course, but you don't have to. The other thing here is that you can probably do that with WordPress as well. You can probably limit the number of cookies you will push to the user. But that is then something that you need to do extra. You need to configure this around WordPress and work to get that work, to get that to work. So that was the pros. But it's then a little bit about the cons. What's the negative things with Yugo? So I would say that one con here is that there's a little bit higher learning threshold on Yugo, especially if you are a multiple people. Yugo is not something that everyone knows. Most people has been working in a web project knows WordPress. They can handle WordPress, and it's quite easy to get people access and work with it. If you're going to work with Yugo, you need to have a Git flow. You need to understand Git. You need to be able to check things out and be able to check things in. And you also need to understand how this hierarchy works and how you create and add contents or remove contents and the format of these files. So that there is a learning threshold here that is definitely bigger than if you're using something like WordPress. The other con is that it's not straightforward to have dynamic content. And that is the whole idea with Yugo, right? That you shouldn't have dynamic content. But sometimes you want to do that. And then you may want to be able to put in user comments. You may want to use contact me forms. There may be other things that you generate depending on various different things. You can do this with Yugo as well. And a lot of this is done with JavaScript, which is not 100% good. But you usually link in external sites, so the dynamic part is run on a different server or a different place. So it's not super well. But if you have a site that is highly dynamic, then Yugo is probably not the tool for you. So that is something that you should know. The other con is if you're looking at a tool like WordPress or a CMS system, you log into the system and write, and you can immediately just publish your content. If you're writing with Yugo, you need to do a deployment. And as I mentioned before, you can automate that quite a lot with different type of tools. But otherwise, you need to build the site and then upload it. So it's a little bit more of a process here. It's not super hard or complicated, but it's a step that you need to do. So that is different. So that's the pros and cons I have. Would I recommend Yugo for someone? Yes, definitely. I think Yugo is actually a fantastic tool, and I still learn a lot of things about it. Every time I try to do something, I find other things that you can do, and you can do really smart and nice things. The theme and templating system in Yugo is quite nice and neat. I like it a lot, and you can actually make it quite easy for people to write their content and create their content, and that will go in nicely to your site, and then you can easily change the theme later on and still have all the content in place. So that is nice, and I know that a lot of other CMS systems have that same aim and goal, but that's not always the place that works like that. Sometimes actually the content in your CMS system is adjusted a little bit to the look and feel of the website. That's the reality. So yes, I would recommend it, but there is a little bit of work you need to do, and you need to learn this system a little bit. But if you like to tinker with things like this, definitely. And there is a lot of good information on the net that you can find, so you can easily get hold. There is a quick start guide that is like 2 or 3 A4 pages long, so it's not very long at all. That will get you started to actually start building your own web page on your local machine. And you don't need to have Git. You don't need to have all of these kind of things. You only need Yugo to start playing around with this. So if you are interested in it, give it a go. You would definitely be able to get a nice website created quite easily. And also when it's set up and done, you will easily be able to maintain it going forward, and you would be able to focus on the content. That was not so short. I was thinking I would end up on like 6 minutes talking about Yugo. I am at 15 minutes now. That's life when you talk about interesting things, isn't it? So this was all I have today. Tomorrow I hope that we can, or I can, announce the project that I am working with together with two Danish guys. I'm super excited to release that. It's something we've been working on for a while here, so I'm looking forward to that. Until tomorrow, have a fantastic day and see you then. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.